And it's DLH Mobile, Traverse City.
I am the Walrus. I am the Turtle. You bet your sweet ass I am. Are you a member of the International Association of Turtles? It was just another name that they gave me at my job. They just call me Tom Turtle, and it stuck. Well, if you get a chance, Google International Association of Turtles, of which I am a member. What turtles are we talking about? NADMH Mobile. Well, if I ask, are you a turtle, what do you say?
I'm going to say that I'm a tortoise.
Then you're not familiar with the turtle I'm talking about.
You'd be correct.
Good morning, Drake. Back. Need my coffee for the morning, KCKJO. All righty. Well, Tom's off for coffee, and Drake is very, very marginal into the system. Are we up late today? Fantastic. Oh, is that Dakota? Trying to figure out what happened here. Seems like I lost my second speaker. Personal car or work car? My personal car. I have an FTM 500. I've got the speaker and the control head is still working, obviously, but the power one under the seat is not. I usually run both, and it fills the cabin with nice audio. I think I have both on, too, but I can never hear the body. Hopefully, you don't feel anything burning, do you? No electrical burn? No, but I was poking around. I'm taking the car in to get it detailed, so I was poking around in the wheel well where I got all the radio equipment, and I could have dislodged something, and I was poking around under the seat where the speaker is, but I got an amplified speaker from the trunk unit under the seat, and that provides like a cabin-filling, you know, bassy kind of response, and then the control head provides, the most intelligible part of the audio, but it fills the whole cabin and makes it very good to listen to. I having a speaker in the control head's good, but having both and running that mode where they both are used is just second to none. Getting spoken like a true audiophile. So it sounds like you're getting a little bit of a late start today, eh? Yeah, I was up and at 'em at 5:30, and then I started screwing around. I ordered a new desktop, so I was taking my desk apart, taking a monitor down, doing all that crap, and I look, I'm like, holy crap, it's 7 o'clock, I need to go. So, not too late, but definitely not my usual time. I should be at the office by now. Yeah, I'm taking my car to drop it off so I can get it, it's going to get detailed today. And, I'm starting late because I'm having one of my guys pick me up on his way in. He starts at 8, so since I make the rules, I told him, I said, you don't alter your schedule at all. Just when you're normally passing by 94 and whatever it is, his exit would be, he said, just get off, pick me up, and we'll run in. So I'm starting a little late to be more on his schedule. You're such a good boss.
Perks are calling the shots. Come get me.
I try to be very reasonable about that. I don't like doing that stuff, but he does pass right by where I'm going, and so I figured it was convenient. So he didn't object. I'll owe him lunch. Morning, Tom.
Morning,
go ahead.
Dakota. Did you get that thing fixed at your office that we talked about with Brad, KACKTO, and John? You're one lucky guy. I made my boss come and pick me up.
Stopped on you there. My bad, Tom. I think so. It was a cold air return detector, so it was just sucking in all the dust in the construction area. So we cleaned it out, hung it back up. Everything's working. I think we're good.
Yeah, like Sean says, I know a guy. KCKTO, go ahead, Sean. Sorry for jumping in there.
No, that's okay. I'm still ticked off about my speaker not working. WTFing on that. I'll tell you what, though, I'm about 80% done getting my HF set up in this car. And I got to get back on that because I miss it. I haven't had my HF in this car since I bought it. And I don't run cars without HF. I literally get a car, and I got the HF radio in it, you know, within weeks. This one here, I've been dilly-dallying and dragging my feet. It's been a couple of years, and I haven't had my HF set up in this car. So I got to go through it. Get everything all right. Just been procrastinating. Otherwise, what else is new and exciting? I don't know. Not much. But I find the speaker only here, this is why I'm so preoccupied with this, is not quite as easy to hear as both speakers. I got to turn it up quite loud. You notice that, Dakota? Yeah. I usually 50 to 60% minimum. If I'm on the highway, it's like cranked all the way up. It's definitely not the fullest sounding speaker. Doesn't have that much oomph to it. I forgot what they said the watt is. I think it's only a 1-watt speaker. So basically an HD in your face. So, and Tom, good luck. I'm trying to give you guys, you know, I want to work with you guys because obviously I get to deal with you, which is easy. And I like Bill. I forgot the other gal's name. She's a sweetheart, so. Good luck answering my FaceTime when National Time wasn't answering us. Our fire team was going, what the hell do we do? Our security team didn't know what to do, and neither did our facility manager. I'm like, I got a guy.
Well, when he FaceTimed me, I'm like, oh, okay, I know who knows this one. And I hand it over to Brad, because Brad's nice at level 2 fire. And he saw how fast we got that taken care of. What was it, 3 minutes?
Yeah, more to come. Go ahead, Sean.
Tell you what, I am just getting off the freeway here, so I'm going to pay attention so I make sure I've never been specifically where I'm going here. So I'm gonna watch the road. I'll be listening. W8FU.
On that picture. That you met, Dakota. She's been with us a long time also.
She's a nice lady. Well, hopefully after I get this quote, I can get it locked in and approved, and then we can all, I'll do lunch or something.
Absolutely. I said we got quite a few clients that have, you know, that have that type of service where, I mean, you do a lot of things. You order your own parts, whatever else, and you just, you know, PPO. Or however Bill explained it to you. So that's beneficial. You know, that's someone with knowledge, you know, between me and Brad, about 60 years.
My bad, Tom, I had a call come in. Man, these idiots blocking Hall Road. in a green light, and they're just parked in the intersection. But, yeah, no, you kind of know the state of the systems we have and age and yada, yada, yada. And we'll talk off air, but there's more things coming, too. So trying to get some stuff going with you guys so I can just make one phone call, one-stop shop, and as long as the pricing's fair, I think we're going to be in good hands.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Like I said, as they always say, you get what you pay for. So if you want quality, you got to, it's a little bit more on the top end. If you want price, then, you're suffering or your quality.
Nope, I get it. I say that almost daily. You get what you pay for. Just, budgets are a real thing, so I got to hit them.
Oh, yeah, 100%. The thing about Brad and me, too, is, we know what it costs. We know what, how much it's going to be, before we even walk in the door kind of thing. So we'll give, 150% to make sure it's worth what you asked for.
Hey, let me jump in here real quick. Steve, you in here? KUGH. W8FU. I guess not. Thanks. I hope you get your ride. He's actually the one doing the work. My ride is a coworker. It's not a hand. Oh, my bad. I'll let you know how it goes, though. If it's good, it's reasonable. If it's good, then we'll get a business. My least favorite thing to clean is my truck, so yeah, let me know. Yep, he sent me a detailed list of what they do, so. Well, the guy that is picking me up just texted me, so I got to tend to this. All right, I'll be back, maybe. There'll be 8 of you.
Yeah, I gotta fill up this little park cart, and then I gotta call Brad and see where he's at. So he's able to get you.
Good timing. I'm about a mile out from my driveway, so I'll catch you guys later. NABDF.
Got a second.
What's up, sir? A lot of driving today, heading towards Monroe and back. Don't have to do too much work. I have to supervise the salesman, but nonetheless, 3 hours worth of driving.
Sounds like fun. I'm knee-deep in stuff here now. I just wanted to chime in and say yo. But, hopefully somebody can ride along with you.
I shall find somebody. Lots of channels. Throw my call out on P25. All I have with me, though, is the Warren one. But, hey, it'll work. So, very good. Hope everything's going well with you.
Yep, just really... really just got a boatload to do. All right, I got to cut you loose. W8FU, drive safe.
W8FU, chat later.
W-D-A-K-L-L.
W-D-A-K-L-L-A-F-A-D-I-C.
Good morning, Jack. How are you doing today?
Oh, very good. How about you? What a morning. Beautiful sunshine.
Yes, it is. Very nice day. It's going to be a nice day today, Jack. Any plans?
So far, no plans. later on, probably have to go over the one family house.
Roger that. Yeah, sometimes that's better. No plans, just let the day happen, right? So what else is new? That garden is pretty much wrapped up now, or what?
Not much really, but almost, you know. I don't see anything else growing for right now. Maybe one and two growing, and three, and that's about it. Because it's still a lot of warm weather out there. It's not, you know, cold or anything like that.
Yeah, what, are you getting a couple cucumbers and stuff left, or tomatoes probably done with, huh?
Well, tomatoes, yeah, there's still a few greens out there. A lot of cherry tomatoes this year. I don't know what happened, but a lot of cherry tomatoes.
Yeah, good deal. Well, next year I think I'm going to have you help us, direct us on what to do for a garden layout.
Yeah, I'll come by and have a cup of coffee with you, no problem.
Sounds like a plan, Jack. Yeah, next year we'll get some stuff growing. So, what else is new? The HF side's been dead. I mean, really dead.
Yeah, I was out there yesterday. 10, nothing. 20, nothing either. Only have just heard way, way over, you know, not even close by. The very, very low voice was out there yesterday. And the 40, all the couple of people out there, they were not no more than before. No, I hear 10, 15, 12. Yesterday, nothing. Day before, we got a little slow, but yesterday, it really was down like the nothing.
VK2WJS.
Out there. Go ahead, station.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. Good morning. This is Victor Kilo 2 Whiskey Juliet Sierra VK2WJS operating portable out of in Limassol, Cyprus, and I'm coming through on the Echo Link, and it's very nice to hear you too this morning, and thank you very much for bringing me in. My name is Wayne. Back to you.
Well, good morning, Wayne. Nice to have met you. My name is Greg, and the other fellow is Jack. And we're here. I'm in Burton, Michigan, and he's down in Rochester Hills.
Oh, fantastic. Lovely to hear you both this morning. And it sounds like you've been having some good luck growing the tomatoes and other things, which we also do in Australia. My father's name was Jack, and he was a prolific grower of tomatoes and beans. So, good to hear that you guys are growing your own there. Back to you, I think it's back to you, Greg, in Burton, Michigan. VK2WJ is portable.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yes, good morning, and thank you for joining us. And I like what was that call sign again, please?
Yes, certainly, sir. It's Victor Kilo 2 Whiskey Juliet Sierra, VK2WJS. I originate from 200 kilometres north of Sydney, New South Wales, Australia, where I live in Tanilba Bay, and I'm currently visiting my eldest daughter in Limassol, Cyprus, where we've had our first grandchild. So back to you, Jack.
Roger, and thank you for joining us. Yes, I grow tomatoes, you know, like every year in the summer, I start before the way I start after Mother's Day, plant everything, and I pickle cucumbers, jalapenos, and I grow. Then after that, they come out after a month and a half. They will come out, and I harvest them. Some give them to the family.
That sounds beautiful, Jack. Exactly what my father Jack used to do for us in Australia, and you know what? They would appreciate the beautiful nature that you provide for them, and the natural fruit from the ground. It's very special. So good on you, Jack. It's lovely to hear you this morning, and certainly it's actually afternoon here in Cyprus, and very hot, about 32 degrees Celsius. And we've been down to the beach for a swim this morning, and also to see my granddaughter. So thank you so much for letting us join your conversation this morning, and it's always a pleasure to talk to so many Americans, and especially in Detroit, Michigan. I'll put it over to you, Greg. I'm not sure of the call sign. It's Victor Kilo 2 Whiskey Juliet Sierra. Name is Wayne, and operating portable out of Limassol in Cyprus. Back to you.
Go ahead, Greg.
Okay, Wayne, yeah, thanks again for joining us. And I'm just curious how you came across our repeater or our conversation from Australia. Were you just, like, scanning, or how did you find our channel? Back to you, Wayne.
Yeah, VK2WJS responding. Thanks, Greg and Jack. No, look, I've just been looking through the Echo Link and using my mobile phone, because I love amateur radio in Australia, and of course being away, it's lovely to make contacts as I go, and this was the next one on the list, the K8FBI repeater, and it was nice to hear people were active there, and I certainly had listened for a while and thought I'll join in. Thank you very much. Back to you.
Well, that's great. Yeah, I've done the same thing with Echo Link, and I just saw so many different repeaters and options out there to connect to. I just was curious how you came across us from Australia. Very good, sir. Well, welcome. You can chime in here anytime. I'm usually here pretty much all day. I'm retired, so I'm usually monitoring pretty much every day. So, thank you, Jack.
Enjoy, Wayne. Good talking to you. And I know it's not morning for you. I'm probably in the middle of the night or something like that. I don't know if I'm wrong or right. Anyhow, good talking to you, and you take care. KF8. I call it Detroit Rock City. I don't know if you can remember that.
You know, Jack, KF8DRC, I'll always remember that. Detroit Rock City, you know, I remember the Kiss, the rock band. You know, in Australia, I played in a rock band as well, and we used to love Joe Walsh and the Eagles, and you know, back in the 60s and 70s, and the whole American scene was our thing. And I've got to say, I got to go to America when I was 15 and absolutely loved it. And I will take my wife now back to America, and you know, so many things to enjoy and see, so many beautiful people to talk to. And you know, I think that's what, you know, unites Australia and America and both ends of the world. Here and keeping things together is our relations and the things in which we which we've enjoyed over the years together. So thanks very much for that, Jack. You know, that Detroit Rock City, I can't forget that. Thank you.
Wayne, good talking to you. Good to hear from you from all the way there. You have a good evening or morning whatever it is out there. KFADRC. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, pretty much echo what Jack said there. You know, good to hear you out there, Wayne. And like I said, just chime in anytime if you hear us out here. Pretty much here every day. So with that, I'm gonna clear after yours there, Wayne. And again, good talking with you. WD8KLL. I'll be clear after yours.
Yeah, WC8KLL and with KF8DRC. Greg and Jack, thanks so much for bringing us in this morning. And it is evening here. It's around about 4:30 in Cyprus in Limassol. And I am portable operating. I'm not out of Australia at the moment. So, a great pleasure to talk to you both. I'll keep this in my log, and hopefully we'll get to talk again. I really would look forward to it. And thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day, and look forward to talking soon. I'll put it back KF8DRC with KC8KLLL. Thank you very much for the chat this morning. This is a VK2WJS portable in Limassol, Cyprus. Very good day to you, gentlemen.
Go ahead, Jack. WZ8KLL. Just grabbing a coffee.
Go ahead. Let me make some of that coffee, too. I'll talk to you a little bit later. KF8DRC.
Okay, Jack. I'll be standing by. WZ8KLL clear. Control, this is Kilo Echo 4 Zulu Yankee Quebec, Joe in Clinton Township, Michigan, checking in and out.
I guess 3.5 hours or 3 hours worth of driving today, I should say. Yeah, well, I had to go to Cleveland, left Tuesday afternoon, came back yesterday afternoon. On the way down there, the Waze told me to get off the I-75, go over to Dixie Highway and back, and then back over to I-75. There must have been some kind of big congestion. I've learned not to argue with Waze.
Yeah, it's right more than it's not. Google, Waze, Apple, they're always right. Looks like I think I can see the new bridge. Maybe I'm closer than I think. Outer Drive. Yeah, I think I might be closer than I think.
Well, from the right vantage point, you can see that thing quite far away.
She is beautiful. So do they have intentions of taking the Ambassador Bridge out of service, or do they have, what's the long-term plan there? Is one to replace the other, or is one to enhance the other?
No, it's staying in business. That's, it's privately owned by the Maroon family. And they're not, they fought hard to try to kill this new bridge because it's going to hurt their business for sure. But it'll still be there, especially if you want to go into, downtown Windsor. You wouldn't want to take that. The new bridge, skirts the whole downtown Detroit, downtown Windsor, which is great for through traffic.
I got it. Yeah, it looks pretty. Like it's all connected together up at the top now. So it does look good. What's it say here? Okay, so I'm 6 miles south of 96.
96? Where are you on I-75?
Yeah, I just saw the sign that said, by the big oil drums.
Oh, that's right. 96 does go down there. I forgot. So, yeah, know exactly where you are. Yeah, that bridge is it's a beauty. It's supposed to open, I think, by the end of the year. I was down there, and they got most of the all the structures built that they need. Matter of fact, filling them up and getting people to work there. So, it's very similar to the Cleveland, so I go through Toledo, they got that bridge over the river there. That's the same style with the tall support posts with those long cables coming down from that angle. It's quite a sight.
Yeah, I just noticed that you were talking about that. I just noticed that there's two pivot points there. There's a great big, huge, pretty antenna right here by the other bridge, Sean. Maybe you should get on top of that. I'd get us covered south of this city.
What, a separate tower, you mean?
Yeah, about a mile south of the Greyhound Bridge. I just noticed this great big, huge, tall antenna there. I thought, oh, that looks pretty. Pretty high up. It's higher than the other bridge that you go over, whatever this is, Milwaukee Bridge. Is that what this is called, Milwaukee Bridge? Boy, that thing sure does look pretty, doesn't it? But back on the bridge subject.
Milwaukee, that's up near Saginaw.
All right, what do you call this one? Thug Island, that bridge. One south of the city.
Oh, I think you're talking about, not Thug Island, Gros Eel.
Okay, that one. I just cleared that bridge. So, yeah, the place that we just went to, they work on the choo-choo train truck. The trucks that we see fixing the train tracks with the regular street tires on it and the train wheels on it, that's what we were just left. So it was pretty interesting to look at those vehicles.
Yeah, I see those around, especially the CN ones, you know, Canadian National. And they always have those extra set of wheels on there. It's got to be fun to drive down that Ferrero track, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure there's no choo-choo train coming. But I'm sure they've got that figured out pretty good. So I do know it. I did pay attention to that. Lots of hydraulics and lots of antennas. One of them was a Kenwood. Of course, I had to look inside.
Oh, really? I wonder if we sell to them. What facility is that?
Monroe Exit. Go right. I don't remember the name of the place, but Monroe Exit is heading south, turn right, about 2 miles out of town.
Is it a municipality or a private company?
It's a private company, but all they do is those CN-type vehicles like you just talked about. That's all they do.
Okay, well, we have a lot of customers down in the Monroe area, so you never know. Could be one of ours.
Well, you better get some radios ready. And, of course, my phone's ringing. I'll be right back. WDD.
AB appear. Anyway, it sounds like you're still on the phone call. I'm in Sean's neighborhood here. Downtown Mount Clemens. AVAP. I'm almost where I'm going. 7-3.
Are you still here? WAPD.
Yeah, I'm just for another couple minutes. Like I said, I'm in Sean's neighborhood here. Downtown Mount Clemens.
My radio chatted with him a little bit today. He started off the day real busy. I don't know how it is midday for him, but he said he got busy fast.
Yeah, I'm looking at that building where the GMRS is, that I was on top of a while ago. Looking right at it.
The antenna farm.
Yeah, there's a few up there, not a lot.
Is this the one with all of the ductwork on the top? That one, right? And then all of them is like in the one room, all the radios in the one room?
Yeah, I believe so. There's two towers on top, and there's some other stuff smaller around it. The microwave stuff. Sean knows what's up there.
Yeah, I know which building you're talking about. Yeah, there's a lot going on up there. So other than that, my radio, I talked to the guy yesterday. He was trying to get me to change from a mobile to a portable. I told him I really wasn't interested in a portable. Because apparently those dual-bandy radios, dual-band multi-protocol radios, you can get them relatively easy in the portable, but the mobile version is vaporware. So, and I really don't want, I just don't have good luck with portables, and for as much time as I spend in the car, and then you gotta hook it on, say, an antenna up, and then they say they still can't hear you, and all the other stuff, and then the hassle of unhooking and hooking and unhooking and hooking. Everything else like that, I just don't think I would be happy with a portable.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I know what you mean. Well, time to get a Kenwood.
Yeah. They've done come out with that too, right? Multi-band, multi-protocol.
VHF, UHF, 25N DMR. That's correct, right?
Yep, that's their other division, Johnson Viking. They got the VM 8000. You can get it in dual band or tri band, I think, multi mode.
You should be in a lot better than what you are. I'm hearing you in a lot of noise, and I'm downtown.
Oh, I should switch to the closer machine. Hold on. Is this a little better?
There you go. Crystal clear. Maybe I'll call you. You're going in the office later. Maybe I'll call you and see what the price point of that one is. I thought it was like 1,000 more than the other one, but we know that you could get one and not the other. Oh, then there was a programming software, too. Yeah, there were a lot of hiccups there that needed a lot more money. Of course, it's got a lot better name, too, though.
Well, no, I'm not in the office today, but, yeah, I priced it out. It's kind of, even in... If I were to buy the cost, it's still probably over three out of my range. That's for sure.
Yeah, I remember it was a lot of dough for what it was. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's cool. So, but you know, Dave TE8NYU, the guy that does the RPSC, he's looking for a solution. He said, well, what would you get, DMR or P25? And I said, well, with your responsibilities, I said, I think a DMR would be a better choice because, you know, your guys' RPSC uses DMR. DMR, the Central Emergency Michigan Network, is DMR, you know, the coverage. So in case he's ever called to duty, you know, to a land of far away, just think DMR would make more sense for him, you know, and definitely not, you know, the P-25. P-25 is great, don't get me wrong, I love it, but I just don't think it's going to be used at wide scale for, you know, ARPS or anything.
No, and if you're going to do DMR, you've got much better amateur choices. I mean, the commercial ones don't. I mean, they don't hold the kind of DMR contacts that the amateurs do. You're lucky, I think. And then you can't convert a database and load them in, so you put them in manually, and that'd be a real pain. So, yeah. All right, we're here. I got to get out. So, talk to you later. ABAPR. Have a great day.
Thank you, too. Pleasure talking to you, as always. WABD.
DRC from NA, WJZ 600.
KFA, DRC, go ahead.
Hey, there you are, Jack. Man, the conditions are it's almost like this right next door. It's amazing. Everything is up today. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Dan. How are you? I have you, and I said, go ahead. The condition's really good, but last night I shouted for you on 675. I couldn't catch you there.
Yeah, I'm usually on 18 there, but I'll have to keep listening. Yeah, sometimes it gets real busy over there, so I don't want to get in anybody's way there. But you're sounding good over here. Are you on HD now, Jack?
I was on SD, but now I'm on 9600 DYD base station. And you know what? Last night, there was hardly anybody on the Asia at all. You know, the 10, 20, and 40. 40 was only one guy, but the 20, It was dead, and the tent was nothing.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I'm listening to Ontario across the way there. Now they've got a repeater that's linked up to a 10-meter FM repeater that I just heard South Africa come through, and then a gentleman in Peru. So 147.360, 147.360 on 2 meters there. If you happen to listen to it there, Jack, on 2 there, go ahead.
That will be on 10 meter, 147.620.
Yeah, 147.360, 147.360, 114.8 PL. That's the 2-meter repeater in Ontario. I think you'll be able to hear from where you're at in Detroit there, Metro Detroit. That's linked to a 10-meter repeater. And I just heard South Africa and Peru come through on that. So the band is getting there, so getting better. Go ahead.
I should
have
said, what's the
PL on that 147.360? Yeah, it's 114. 114.8, 114. So also on UHF, 443-750,
same PL, 114.8,
okay?
Got you. 2 nights ago, I was on GMRS 675, and it was when a repeater came in from Ohio. I don't know which one was it. I couldn't get it right away, and the gale came out. She was saying the time, also the weather.
Yeah, very good. I think I've heard that repeater. I don't know where that's at, but. Yeah, I told you about the one on 16 here on channel 16, 575, and that's the big one here that's on a commercial TV tower. So it's got heck of a footprint also. So, but glad to hear if you have any time there, Jack. Just give a ring there. I think I gave you the PL. It's like 79.7 or whatever it is. It's 79, Grant.
I have it, the 575. I do have it. I programmed it, but on that TYT, it didn't take it. I don't know why. But I was on a DB20, and I programmed it, and it picked it up a little bit, not much really. And a couple of nights I was out there too, but it didn't pick up nothing. Well, it's okay anyhow. I have it programmed.
Hey, okay. No, it's, conditions are, I mean, I'm hearing the FBI repeater here, like full scale, so conditions are getting pretty good there. So, anyway, Jack, I'll let you go. I'll catch you around somewhere. Have a great day. Thanks for coming back to the call, and always good to hear you over on this side, and really great to make some contacts there. Hopefully 10 meters will be better to you there. We'll talk again soon, Jack. KF8DRC, MHWJZ from Cleveland. I'll be clear.
Dan, good to hear you out there. And thanks for coming back. We'll catch you sometime tonight or tomorrow. KF8DRC.
W8DIJ.
I guess I can say hi to you, too. Long time no chat. What's up to on this? Yet another beautiful day.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I heard the volume down a little too low. Who is this?
That reminds me, you get a new phone. New phone, who this? Hey, Phil, it's KZ8Z Dave.
Oh, yeah, hi. got too many radios going on here. So, yeah, I'm just all the way over on the east side here. I'm actually going through the Mount Clemens machine.
Yeah, that's definitely the east side. I was just down in Warren dropping some stuff off at my son's house. He's in the shadow of that machine. Head back home now, though. It's gorgeous. Might have to just come back and have a glass of iced tea or something.
Okay, yeah, you're a little rough there. Speaking of rough, I'm driving on Metro Parkway. This road's terrible. Let's try the other lane. One lane is just all ruddy or bouncy. I don't get up this way too often.
Yeah, I'm about a mile from home, so it gets pretty rough in here. So I'll let you go, Phil. Just wanted to say hi. Okay, I'll talk to you later. KZ would be clear.
Okay, Dave. Thanks for coming back. Talk to you later. ABPR. ABPR test. 1-2.
Bought that and acquired in, and when their tech support was in 5 minutes, now it's like,
Well, if you want to call back into your number, you're number 59 in line. It's like, oh, Lordy. And, you know, so we never get a call back. And the one that we just did, I was caller number 22. No, I was caller number 7. My coworker was caller number 22. And I called them at 12:30, and they called me back at 3:15. So 3 hours later, and found out that all the diving in and verifications and everything, was like, it should work. Theoretically, everything is correct. And the last thing we did is, hey, let's restart the computer again. Did that, and everything worked. It's like, you got to be kidding me. So when they called back, I'm like, never mind, we fixed it.
Yeah, it's cool. Just turn it off and on again. You get somebody you can call. That's my big frustration with Comcast now is good luck getting anybody to talk to. You get sent to a chat bot that just tells you to turn it off and on again, and if that doesn't work, they send somebody out and charge you $100. So it's quite annoying. When I first moved, I was just like trying to figure out which of the 20 coaxes all throughout the house was the right one. I'm trying to figure out, is it my house, or did they not move everything? And just tried to just talk to somebody, like, did everything get moved okay, or is it me, you know? And they could not get a hold of anybody, and they're like, yeah, we'll call you back in 8 hours. I was like, yeah, no thanks.
Oh, I get it. But I'm, I have systems out there, camera systems that go through, like, oh, yeah, we got a new router for you, and, you know, that's all that's on there is your cameras, and this isn't, you know, why isn't this working? And we're like, well, it's ISP that's causing the issue. Like, you got to get them out. And they're like, no, well, they say it's yours. It's like, okay, I'm going to take control over this. I'll dive into their modem. I'll dive into their equipment. Say, oh, look, here's something they didn't do. And set it up and do a DMZ or whatever else needs to be done, or a port forwarding, and boom, we're done. And then everything works fine. It's crazy.
You'd be able to, yeah, the good old point the finger at the other guy when they both point at each other.
100%. That's why, I learned from other, IT techs, and find the little back doors. I learned from Ma Bell on how to do certain ring tests and what to look for. Not only am I a service technician for alarms and axes and cameras and stuff, but I was a central station operator, and I dealt with AT&T on a continuous basis for my alarm line, so I knew how to troubleshoot them.
Yeah, I know. It's frustrating when you're the customer in the middle there. One says it's the other guy's fault, the other says it's theirs. Nobody will do anything. That's when you get to start proving it out by yourself.
KCAKCO, 100%. Even when gate controllers are like, no, it's your issue. It's like, no, it's your issue. And when I prove it to them, they just, like, walk away.
Yeah, my ex-father-in-law, he worked over in Wisconsin building fire trucks. And they had some sort of deal going on with the Detroit Diesel or something. They had some issue with the truck. Like, if it ends up being your fault, you're paying his overtime. he ended up having to root cause it and found out it was their fault.
Yep, I've done that before. I'm like, okay, I'll come take a look at it, but if it's not mine, you're getting billed. And I mean, you're going to get billed a lot. They started getting the idea.
Yep. That's the way it goes. I like to play the blame game.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I've been doing this for over 20 years, so it's one of those, I know a thing or two.
Yeah, he retired a few years ago, but he was an electrical troubleshooter in, like, the customer waiting for their truck, and he'd be out there trying to make sure all the everything was good, fixing any last minute issues. Had the highest stress job of having your the customers sitting there waiting, tapping their feet, trying to get there, get out of there with their truck.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a right all the time, but when I am, I stand hard on it. Well, I'm at my next run here, so I'll cut you loose for now. Hey, I'll be back.
WATD.
Neck of the woods in a while, because
I came in a little further north of here, and my kid's first house was right, here we go, right here. Driving by my kid's first house. I like that house. They weren't there all that long.
Yeah, my son's first house is in Burton, you know, and it's a nice house, and he did a little bit of work to it and really making it a home compared to just a place to lay your head.
Did you say Berkeley or Burton? I didn't quite catch it.
Burton. He is off of Center and 69.
Yeah, because I would have thought Berkeley would be odd for someone that's up in the Memphis area. Yeah, it's pretty common down here, but there you go. Yeah, I don't know how that all shakes out up there. I know there's Burton and all the places in and around Flint. I'm not sure what works and what doesn't. Oh, glass streaks. Only to see them in the sunlight is just the right way. They're almost a copy of the other ones.
Yeah, when I pass through there, I usually bounce off the Holly machine for a bit, and then I'll jump over to over to the Flint machine. I think the other one is Mayville that I'll bounce off of there. I can hit the Richmond machine probably around KPAC. It's a little staticky, but I make it into it.
Hey, Tom, hold on a sec. I got to call my wife. I just realized I'm quite a bit late. Probably isn't what's going on. I'm going to give her a call. She kind of knows what I was doing today, but I don't know that it's clicking. I'll be back. W8FU. Okay, I'm back.
I am still here. Oh, and TJ's machine, by the way, I can hit it from Ann Arbor in certain areas.
Yeah, just a goodie. And, you know, that's a haul, you know, but the terrain gets kind of good, you know, and the machines are really high. So, that's not shocking.
Yeah, once you get into downtown Ann Arbor and you're around the buildings and everything, then, you know, the signal gets kind of swallowed up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember one time I was working on a repeater on one of the tallest buildings in downtown Ann Arbor. And I had my HD with me, and I was full quieting working one of the repeaters back in Detroit with an HD. Of course, I was on one of the tallest buildings in Ann Arbor, so.
Well, next time I'm down there, I'm going to jump up to one of the buildings that I service, and I have full access, so I'm going to jump up to the roof and see if I can hit Detroit with an HD on 5.
Oh, I'm fairly certain you will. Help. You're going to have to get, if you want to try to find out what your limit is, you're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to try working Warren or Bill's machine or even try the Richmond. That'd be a haul.
Oh, yeah. It's in my mind. I just got to get back down there again. I mean, I got parking. I can park wherever in certain areas and just hike on up to the, what floor do they have, 7th floor? And then jump up on the roof there and go right up to the parapet and hit a signal out, see what happens. I'm all for it.
Yeah, I don't even think I went out onto the roof. I think I just was from inside where the equipment was. And, it was no problem, no muss, no fuss. You know, I mean, the difference between 5 watts and 50 watts, you know, is 10 dB, and, you know, an S unit is 6, so, you know, if you can do it with 50 at ground level in some places, you get yourself up, you know, 20 stories, 30, you know, 20 plus stories, you know,
That 10DD ain't squat.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I'm always for adventure. Even when I'm on the water, I see if I can hit the Richmond Review, I believe, from Marine City. If not, I'm sure I can hit TJ's. I'm going right across the water there.
Yep. All right, Mama sent me on a quest. She heard where I was, and so now I've got something. So I am at my stop. I'll be back out here in a bit after I've got the goods. Heading back for home. I've
got to go past here. There we go.
Yeah, look at it. Are you seriously honking at me? I'm 2 to 3 car lengths ahead of you, you butt monkey. All right, I'm at my next stop. I'll catch you in a bit. I'll be there.
I'll take a full off.
KFA-EFV radio check.
KFA EFV looking for a radio check, just testing out a clear note.
You're coming through loud and clear there, radio check. KFA DLX.
Thank you, KFA DLX. I appreciate the comeback, and I'm new to this, so thanks again, KFA EFV. I'll be clear.
N1KRD.
WD8KLL.
WD0EXR.
IAJ.